Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, Steve speaking. Part 2 of Runcom. And we find Paul and Rob at Limehouse Basin, stretching before the second part of this run. Listen on.
Right, I haven't stretched, but should we run back?
Can we just have a quick stretch?
Yeah, good. Okay, I'm going to do a long leg like this.
Just a quick one.
So I'm leaning on a post. I've got 1 foot, 2 foot lengths back from the post, and the other foot, 2 foot lengths better than that.
It's funny about that. About running over that bridge. I was chatting to someone just after doing the London Marathon this year, and he did it in about 2:46 or whatever. Really, and he's like, he said, you know, I really enjoyed it, but do you remember any of it? I can't remember any of it. I just can't remember. You know, it's just like he'd lost huge, and I kind of know what he means because it's so hard, and so you lose a lot of that in your head. Do you know what I mean? If you think how much can you actually remember of those
as
runs?
As an experience, you do it kind of naturally concertinas down anyway, doesn't it? You kind of you don't want your body to have the stress of remembering every moment.
Yeah.
So you kind of simplify it and reduce the file. But if you're really pushing it, I mean, I don't know what it's like to run a marathon in 2.75 hours.
Yeah.
But you basically force that to the nth degree. You know, you just get inside your head.
You're trying to sort of disassociate, aren't you? So you're trying to do.
Ready?
You're trying to do the first 6 miles or so without thinking about it anyway. So you're intentionally not engaging.
Exactly.
And so,
I mean, I would love that. I hate at the beginning of a long formal run, a half marathon, a marathon, even actually any formal run, a park run, a 10K. I don't want to hear what my head's got to say about it.
Yeah.
For the first quarter of the race.
Yes. There's
no way of shutting me up, as listeners know full well.
So you. This bloke's having a good old cough, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just trying to do a germ cloud for us to enjoy.
Yeah. So we're on the way back now, this out and back experience.
Straight back up. We'll have to find our way. Thanks. We'll have to be careful of the old detour on the way back. But it is nice, isn't it? I haven't been down it for ages. What I'm going to do, we're going to do this now.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to do, which I've wanted to do ever since London Marathon, actually, is a bike coming down with you.
Yeah.
Is try and do this run at pace.
Right.
Just to do 10 miles, 5 miles there and back on pretty much flat from my house.
Right.
7:15 every mile.
Or, just putting it out there, running there at 7:30 and try to run back as close as you can to 7 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
Do you know what I mean? Just to kind that thing of faster the longer you go, just that.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm looking forward.
But it's a good course to do that kind of thing.
Well, it was back here that you gave me that tip, which I was just trying to schedule something again. The old run 10 miles to the park run and then do the park run as fast as you can.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a great tip for a marathon.
It's a great tip, that. And the interesting thing about that tip is Never done it myself. That's what makes it such a good tip. What you want to do is, if you run 15 miles to the park run, then a really fast three,
suddenly
it replicates the other thing that I haven't done either.
You've suddenly become that bloke who said, I can help you run a better marathon time.
Yeah.
Stranger online.
Yeah.
I can help you run a much faster marathon. Oh, can you? Yeah, what's your marathon PB?
Never run one.
It's 3 hours, 14 minutes. Yeah. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
I thought you'd be much slower than that. What about you? Yeah, never done one.
Yeah.
What about you?
Never physically ran one.
What's happening?
Just know a lot about it.
Incredible.
So you're going to leave it for a while before you come up with a time to go for?
Well, I think, put simply, I think that with training, I think that I have it within my power still to run a sub 3:20 marathon, and that's very ambitious.
Yeah.
I did it. I've done several. I've done a 3:14, 3:18.
Yeah.
And also a 3:22 with a bit of ill-advised walking.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's doable.
3:20 is there.
Yeah.
The reason I don't want to commit is because if I feel really good, I might want to go for a PB.
Yeah.
But that's, that does feel for me like that's ridiculous thing to say, let alone try for.
But this is all in the light of this paradigm-shattering parkrun PB, isn't it?
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah. Which came from nowhere.
And it goes
throws
right
the whole thing into disrepute.
And also, I mean, I'm not an expert, but a marathon, it's a bit further than a parkrun.
No, but it's an indicator of fitness, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I need to do my Yuzu test. Oh, yeah. No, how'd you run? You should time it up just for fun. Yuzu!
If you'd ever want to do a Yuzu, I'll run it with you.
What do you have to do?
Yuzu's a good fun. The Yazoo workout.
Yeah, well, if I'm doing a training run, you've suggested I'd like you to do it with me.
But because
then I'll know you've done it as well.
This is different because I have actually done it. Absolutely gorgeous, aren't they?
Gorgeous. And we can hear this sports day over there.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Good times.
No, the Yazoo session is seen as a key performance indicator for all marathon times. It consists of 10 800 metres. Don't get worried about the 800 metres. Call it half mile. We'll just call it half mile.
Yeah, or twice over track.
Yeah. 10 half mile repeats.
Yep.
With a lap jog recovery in between. Which you usually do it at sort of about 8 minute mile pace. So it's not total jog, it's quite steady.
Yes.
And then you take your 10 times and average them out and see. It's meant to be, if you can do each half a mile in 3:10, then they'll say you can do a marathon in 3:10 sort of thing.
Yeah, it's one
of those. I mean, I don't know how accurate it is, but it's just a really tough workout.
It's just a
tough workout, Rob.
It sounds like, yeah, I should do it. You should do it!
Yeah.
I should do it! Do it! It sounds like what it is, it's a nice kind of middle ground between trying to kind of almost old wives' tale out what your time's going to be with some actual training. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Ultimately, you're going to have to... It's turning a guess into an estimate.
Yeah.
I guess...
One of those things that really does my head in about people's approach to the marathon is the desire to overly predict the experience before they have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I totally understand it, but a lot of those formulas, absolute nonsense. Yeah. There was this Regal formula that I...
You smoked 20 Regal and then run to the heart.
Yeah. Didn't work at all. No, it's meant to be this kind of much more accurate way of devising you. Because my classic is just timed your half marathon time by 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
That seems to be...
Yeah.
That's just a basic,
well, that's
but fairly accurate. You
that's
know?
That's what happened with my 3:15 was I did a sub 90 half.
Yeah.
And my mate who trained marathon runners said... Then you could do a 3:15 hole.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I believed
her. Yes. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
But it's all psychosomatic as well, isn't it? I mean, she made me feel that I could, so then I did.
Yeah.
Not to say that that's always going to work. That can really come back and bite you.
But the Regal formula is absolute nonsense. One thing that I do think can help is just, if you're serious about wanting to achieve a certain time, just watching your... Just being aware of your self-talk around the time in question. just being away when you talk about it, that I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? One of the, however simple that sounds, but just like, no, sorry, mate. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to do it.
No, that is really key. I did that. I did that with talking of this legendary park run thing.
Yeah.
That was exactly what I did. I said, well, what I'm going to do the park run tomorrow. I'll do it sub 20.
Brilliant.
And I just did, and I did. You know?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to do that in life as well. I met an horrible woman after a gig the other day.
Yeah.
Excuse me. She just kind of was all the comedians were having a drink, and there was these two women from the audience who'd come along.
Right.
One of them seemed normal and nice, and the other one really had the kind of mean whines.
Oh.
She's just kind of putting everyone down, including her own friend.
She had that look in her eye.
She said of her friend, it's so brilliant that she managed to fail like that and come back. And her friend said, "Whoa, I didn't fail."
Yeah.
She said, "No, I'm only joking, I'm only joking." And then she said, "Oh, you look good. Nice jacket, you know, but inside you're stupid, aren't you?" To me. I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not stupid." And she went to high-five me and said, "I'm only joking." I was like, "No."
She's quite...
That's not a joke. I don't know what the joke
combination
is.
Combination of sort of anger, wanting to... I've got to be... compassionate and assume that she's trying in some weird way to connect.
Yes, exactly.
But it's coming
out. Want to be friends.
It's coming out so wrong, isn't it? It's kind of. Yeah. Some people think the way to get on with comics is just to really roast them, to really have a go at them. You know.
Yeah, that's right. When actually,
just have a chat.
As a kind of, I think I'm really just a reformed self-deprecator.
Yeah.
You know. That I did that thing of kind of putting myself down and going for the laughs. And I probably still do, but it's like you're saying, you've got to, if you want people to think of you a certain way, or if you want to achieve a certain time in a run,
yeah,
that's how you've got to position yourself.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the way I really try and position myself is not stupid.
Yeah.
That's really important for me. I love this Lockkeeper's Cottage just sitting in amongst all these modern buildings.
That is really
nice. It's just fantastic, isn't it?
I think sometimes people make the mistake as well of thinking that it feels a bit indulgent to those, because who really cares? But the idea that comics think that because I've been on stage, that they're better than the audience members.
Yeah, and they have to take us down a peg or two.
And we really don't.
No, we don't.
We just pleased it went well. Do you know, it did. And if it didn't, we're not there anyway.
No.
So it's like... So don't worry about it. There's no airs and graces.
We're worse than the audience members for not having like a proper job.
Yeah, totally. So you've got nothing to prove.
It's a funny old thing.
Yeah. It is quite bizarre.
I mean, you see that from, you know, it is really good for us as comedians to try and understand what it's like to be an audience member at a comedy gig, because it's a funny old thing, you know.
Yeah.
There's no fourth wall in comedy. That is the actual person.
Anything can happen. Yes, yeah.
And that works in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain clubs where maybe it might even be to do with the lighting and stuff.
Yeah.
Where you'll come off stage and they'll say, "Were you the comedian just then?"
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, I think your eyes can answer that question for you.
I did a gig last week at the 99 Club in town, and they're really close to the crowd.
Yeah.
Thursday night, and there was a really drunk woman on the front row.
Yeah.
She was okay, but she was sort of just really drunk, and she'd say things when you're on, and it got a bit kind of banterful. She didn't know whether to be aggressive or not, or she just didn't quite understand.
And she knew that she ought to have shut up.
Yeah, yeah. And at one point she was like, she was sort of obviously texting, you know, tweeting or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just said, are you aware of the room and everything? You are on the front row, you know, you are aware that you're acting a little bit odd, however. Yeah. Funnier than that.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm just tweeting. And I said, yeah, who cares? I mean, you know. She said, yeah, but look what I'm tweeting. And she was tweeting cracking night of this thing. And we ended up having a selfie on stage with a few of the audience members.
Yeah.
But it's still wrong to do that.
Yeah.
It's still crazy.
Yeah.
It's like what's happening right in front of you, you're not part of it.
Yeah, it's very modern.
It's really
world,
weird.
It? He's sitting it's in a really thing, thinking odd. About what you're going to say about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm already relaying this experience as opposed to living it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to be said, while being absolutely slaughtered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It is.
Listen, it's good for my wife to come to gigs.
Take my wife.
The pull back and reveal.
The latitude. But I think that's the two things you need from audience members, is attention span and ability to shut up for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a big ask.
It can be.
Yeah.
And then, but essentially they were a really, really nice crowd. It was, and she was okay. She just didn't know how to behave.
Well, coming back to my strangely mean audience member,
yeah.
The other thing is that often, generally, all kinds of people at the gig will say, oh, she was really drunk.
Yeah.
And will say, everyone's really drunk.
Yeah.
If that was all you needed to misbehave in the audience.
Yeah.
No comedy gig would work.
It would be absolute carnage, yeah. That's the difference between...
Caption competition. Someone to dig this puffin up.
Like it.
What are you seeing here? Once we get that unsucked, so we can use it to unblock the drains.
That's the difference between club comics and theatre comics, isn't it? We're basically used to entertaining drunks.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? That's the...
Yeah, that's right. Now, so remember, back in the...
So I'm lost again now.
I've come off on the little...
We're back to the part that we found.
That's right.
Someone's doing press-ups in the park.
Let's just think.
That always impresses
plank
me.
Plank on. Plank up.
Plank downward up. Dog. Into the downward dog.
Very good. Impressive stuff. This dog sitting in the shade is the more sensible park user.
It is good exercise. Good weather to do that, though, isn't it?
That's right. She got a lot of kit.
You
damn
up?
She got a lot of kit.
Yeah.
Damn my dog in a tracksuit jacket with a bottle of water in the pocket.
Yeah.
I can really throw off your muscles.
Very yogic.
Yeah. So, yeah, going back to that big fish in a small pond, being the authority figure in a kind of
speed
hermetically
awareness.
Sealed environment.
Yeah.
Remember how back in the day of the large network of major comedy clubs, that it was really, you know, what you wanted to do was to be headlining them, you know?
Yes.
Because that's what the big acts did.
Yeah.
That was like the topmost thing you could do other than be on the telly.
He's a headliner, yeah.
Yeah. And yet, after doing it for years, and this is, you know, I was outside that, you know, headline now, but in those days I'd always be in the middle.
Yeah.
As the musical act. And you realise after a while that they were all different acts.
Yeah.
And lots of them absolutely fantastic. Some of them not as good, really, like, diverse. But everyone needs highly physical material.
To close.
About drunkenness.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's where the audience are.
Yes, absolutely.
They need someone flapping around.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And talking about booze.
Yeah.
Because that's all they understand.
They need someone to be them, because that's what they are at that moment.
Let's go back in the park again, like we did before.
No, you're right.
And, you know, and that's not to say, you know, just setting that as a little homework for every comedian there ever was. You need something really dynamic and cartoony about drunkenness. I think that's fair enough. Every comedian should have that material.
The problem is...
That is life in Britain.
Yeah, yeah, but the problem is you get that, and then you just end up headlining clubs for 20 years.
Yes.
Because that's all... And then you do theatres when they're not that drunk, and they're thinking, what's he going on about?
Yeah, yeah.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
We're not drunk.
Oh, the old thing we talked about before, where someone kind of strolls out on at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday or a Thursday and says, so...
Who's drinking?
And the audience like, oh, gosh, I'm not ready for
it. Actually quite well read.
I literally just parked the car.
I've just downloaded a Will Self podcast.
That was a really good example. Yeah. I so badly nearly fell over the old bumpy grass.
Ooh. This is perfect, though.
Terrifying.
If I was fit enough, I'd run all day in this weather. I just really, and also perfect pace, just ambling around.
Yeah. What kind of pace?
I think this would be about 9.5 minute mile pace.
I'm going to tell you, I can actually give you that information today. So let's do it. I've got to find that staircase with the stinging nettle.
Yeah.
And watch out for it, Paul. Watch out! Hiya! Hiya! Yeah, 9.14 actually, average.
Yeah. So I've got a, is it here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a club handicap race tomorrow. 5K.
They don't call it that anymore.
I know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. it's just a 5K round Highgate. Well, do you know where we run on Highgate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lovely.
So it should be good fun. But that classic faster people setting off behind you, slower people setting off in front.
So you're all aiming for
And we're all meant
line
to finish
at
the same time.
Same time,
yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Not that ever happens, but it should be good fun.
Yeah. So, and is it quite, so it's quite, it's a bit cross-country, it's not?
Yeah, it's a bit cross-country, yeah. But right. It should be just a bit of a social, you know, a bit of a laugh.
Hey. I want to come back and go around Victoria Park now.
Yeah. Oh, Vicky Park.
We could go around it today, but I've got to go back and do some, you know, life stuff. Real life business.
Monday's a big admin day for me. So much.
I did an invoice just before I came out.
Did you?
Yeah, just as you came out.
That's great, yeah. We've got a few invoices. We've got a visa. So I'm going to Hong Kong.
That was an invoice. Did you
hear that? Invoice!
Terrible joke. Sorry, everyone.
I'm off to Hong Kong in September.
Yeah.
So I need to sort that out. And then I'm off again in November as well, actually. So
to Hong Kong as well?
In Hong Kong. Hong Kong, Singapore.
Nice. Very nice. Lovely gigs. Actually, I've never done Singapore.
Well, that's with the old McIntyre.
Great.
But the Hong Kong's the club gigs.
People are going to crack the code on that.
Yeah.
Oh, McIntyre. Our special guest, who we shall only call
Mikhail
McIntyre. He must have had a disappointing afternoon yesterday.
Because he wanted a good game, at
least.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he was perched in the Royal Box, wasn't he?
Chatting to Hugh Grant.
He got name checks with, like, Rod Laver, Hugh Grant, Ed Redmayne. He's right up there, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's a massive
star. There's no one more for
star.
Those people.
Yeah.
Pack and tacker. And he'd be nothing without you.
Absolutely. Yeah. He wants... I'm sure I told you, he wants something to the Royal Box.
Yeah. Look at this dog.
Oh, great. Bless him.
Mate,
oh, mate.
Paul just woke you up.
Downward dog, just chilling.
I'm really sorry.
Just chilling in the sun.
We've totally woken you up. Oh, mate. Trying to get a picture of you sleeping.
Oh, I'm trying to have a kip.
Sorry, mate.
You're just chilling by the canal. I think it was running commentary, look.
Snoggers! They were having a great summer snog in the canal.
I didn't get a photo.
Yeah, that would be too much. We just saw a young couple snogging. On a tugboat in the canal. Hard to resist.
Tugboat is the wrong phrase, but I can see why you came up with it.
Yeah.
I think he had a tugboat, she had a narrowboat.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You really need to watch Love Island, you'd enjoy it.
Do you know what?
That's basically what it is.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
I wonder whether they're going to still be there the frogman.
The snuggers. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Hey, we have froggers and snuggers. Well, that's this week's title sorted. Beep, beep. So, there's a thing. See this Victoria Park Market?
Yeah.
Picture of a giant courgette.
Right.
Or maybe a small marrow.
Right.
There was also a marrow stuck on a post. Next to a boat back there.
What's
with the vegetables, Paul?
Sort of marrow gang.
Maybe they're marrow boats.
Marrow boats, yeah.
Marrow boats. Oh, I hate myself.
Maybe it's some new kind of street gang.
So.
The Marrow Boys.
All right. Back to. In light of any Yazoo, I must get on the track.
Yeah.
That's on my list.
Right.
Get on the track with Paul.
And just to see it, just to experience it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And to try and... I think that I've got it in me to run at a certain minute pace.
Yeah.
And know it without... You know, I just need to check it.
Yeah.
So I need to focus.
I think you've got a 6-minute mile in you.
Yeah.
Like, just bang on 6 minutes, maybe fractionally under.
Right, well, that's...
And it'd be interesting for you to,
I just need to have a go at that.
Yeah, but it's just interesting to run one like that, and then you get a base of what it is.
Yeah, what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a sub 20 park run is 620 miles, isn't it? That's what
yes, it is,
out
yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
So, 620 miles for 5K, 715 miles for the first half of the London Marathon.
Yeah.
3:26 overall on London Marathon.
Right.
What do you think? What do you think I can do?
I think you can get to the stage where you can do 7:20s the whole way. What 7:20s the whole way?
Oh, sorry.
7:20s
about 3:10, I think. But
well, let's work it out. It's, I mean, 6.50, 6.52 is a sub-3 marathon. It's bang on 3. So you're 30 seconds slower than that.
Take 3
times 26.
Times
13 minutes.
And times that by 4. Seven take away the number you first thought of.
7.20 is about 3.13.
7.42. Am I helping?
No. It's about a 3.13 marathon. So maybe marginally, maybe looking at trying to get 7.15s.
So putting it this way, yeah, but going back to the PB.
Yeah.
If I can run 7.20s all the way around.
You'll get a PB.
I'll get a PB.
Yeah.
Okay. And that...
But the way to do that is...
I haven't lost any speed over distance with age and I can train myself back into it. That is available to me.
But the way to do that is to run... 7.5, 7.10s for the first 13.
Yeah.
And you will naturally slow a bit because you just do.
And not that's to slow too much. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. It's to
I slow good this year, but I slow a lot.
It's to slow the rate of slowing.
Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense. And that's the toughest thing of the marathon.
Yeah, and that's basically, without really knowing what I was doing,
yeah,
that is the marathon I ran.
Yeah.
In New York the first time. Plus there's that awareness of the course, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going back to Yorkshire for that. It's a lovely, it is a lovely marathon to run, isn't it?
It is good fun, yeah. Yeah.
I was in York the other day, as you know. You dropped me off squelching around in York.
If I wasn't battling massive tax difficulties at the moment, I probably would do it. I need to look at blocks of time and think, how much can I earn money in this period?
Yeah,
as opposed to...
Because
when I commit to my running, I tend to earn less money.
Well, and that's
it's a general thing.
And I think that, you know, you have to accept that you are, as a runner, you're in a kind of athlete zone where you're not going to want to do it unless you can do it with an impressive raft of training
and good speed
in the end. You don't want to do one more marathon this year and only be able to do it in 3.5 hours and
come
away feeling tired.
I don't think so, no.
That doesn't really serve a purpose for you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For London last year, I took so many gigs off in the prep for it. I didn't gig at all in the week of the London Marathon. I just took all the days off to rest, and which is great if you're a marathon runner.
Yeah,
exactly. And you don't need to earn.
No, I've just about started taking the night off before a marathon run.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. So I'm like getting a really good night's sleep 2 nights before, you know.
Yeah. Well, if anyone has got any... Basically, the open questions are, what should I throw into my training that isn't there already? What was worked for you in the past?
To get to that kind of sub-315-ish, just around there, isn't it?
Yourself, you know, the strengthening thing. I remember, for example, at the beginning of the year, you said the one thing you could change to New York and London was to stop drinking completely.
Yeah.
And I remember that went great for you, didn't it? That's... Well, never look back.
Never look back, no. I am down to drinking 1 or 2 days a week, though.
Yeah.
No, which you is are. Pretty good.
Absolutely.
It depends how much I drink on those days, but that's a big change.
And the other thing is, what's your favourite running food? I mean, for me, It's got to be vegan, but it doesn't have to be for us to talk about. Right. What's the food you want in your training? This almond thing's been great for me.
Yeah.
Because they're really good for you. You do the whole, a good old handful of almonds, like maybe 50 grams of almonds. That's a really,
that's a post-run snack sort of thing.
Yeah, or just when you're thinking, you know when you're, let's be honest, when you would have a snack but you'd actually have a meal.
Yeah.
You know that giant sandwich you have 2 hours before dinner?
Yes, yeah.
That's when to have the nuts.
Yeah.
Because they're really directional. They really will make you feel like you've had something.
Yeah.
And they're really good for you. Packed with protein. So
I'm a big
that
fan
kind of
nuts,
thing.
Yeah.
But as you say, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be vegan because I am, because I'm sure that Mickey D at this point would recommend beef jerky.
Input, output.
Beef jerky time.
Beef jerky time.
It's interesting that the salt things, they do love to sweat a lot and then eat a load of salt. It's not very healthy, that.
Yeah, but old Shanna's big on the salt tablets, isn't she?
Yeah.
So I was trying to push you to take pure salt for the long run.
If you're running an ultra, you know you're going to use it, so
yeah,
it's not quite the same as getting in the habit of eating a jar of pesto and 2 teaspoons of salt for your dinner and then not running at all for the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's next level.
That's for building up your blood pressure.
Yeah. Well, there's a salt and vinegar crisps.
This has been great doing this today. There's nothing like running next to water in good weather.
Yeah. To make you more thirsty.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm going to drink some of this. Yeah. There's someone coming up on my shoulder on the
other
fence.
Side of the fence. Yeah.
Got to get to the bridge before they overtake me.
Throwing a surge. Throwing a little surge. No, he's gone now.
Trying to catch us up. I'm sure she was. Here we are now. If we watch out for this bike, that's the Bridge Academy coming up on the right with a big glass ceiling. So if you turn right here,
all right, okay,
go up through Haggerston and De Ravois Town,
and then we're back to
my house. But let's go to where we got on, so we know we've done 10.
Yeah. If we ran straight, not that we're going to, that's where we met Ullman, isn't it? That's where we saw the Tracy Ullman.
That's right, was she up there? I can't remember. No,
yeah, she was right up there, yeah.
Just by Angel.
Yeah.
And then the canal goes underneath Angel, because Angel's a hill. And then where it pops out, it comes out just down from the Guardian.
All right.
Where we went with the Darren and Finn.
It all links.
Kate Carter.
It all links.
Good old the canal. In fact, maybe we should get a train out to Hayes and run back and repeat that run.
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it?
Have a canal special.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to give us a shout with your long runs.
Yeah.
And I'll happily... I know sometimes you want to do them at a certain pace.
Yeah.
But if ever you want to do them long and slow, just give us a shout.
Yeah.
And I'll waddle round.
Low and slow, baby. Low and slow.
Low and slow.
So, have you got an official... You've got this 5K in the woods.
Yeah.
What's your next 10K?
Probably... I've got one on the track in early September.
Yeah.
So that's 25 laps around the track.
Yeah.
So that's going to be intense, but I'm going to try and... I want to beat 38 minutes for 10K this summer.
Great.
So that'll be a big chunk down of my PB.
Yeah.
But on a track, it'll be easier, sort of. Harder mentally, but it's just easier physically because it's perfectly flat.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's relentless. You're in a race... constantly monitoring your time.
What you're saying is that if you can do it physically, I'm going to start that again. If you can do it mentally, it's going to make it available to you physically.
Yeah.
It's right there and it's flat.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be, I would say fun. I'm not sure if it is that much fun.
Yeah, you need a different word.
It's very intense, yeah.
That'll be the thing.
Because I'm on a holiday late July. To mid-August, so there's not much time for actual running races beyond that, you know.
You have to sneak out on a couple of hot runs.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll be running a lot on holiday.
Running away from your family.
Yeah.
Feeling guilty that you're not with them. Getting back to find that they didn't notice that you'd gone.
Yeah. On the morning, yeah, they'll be really missing me. They'll be wondering where I am. Really lost and hot and sweaty. They'll be really pleased. Yeah. Dad's home. What? Where were you? I thought you were upstairs.
I got the Cannock Chase 10K.
When's that?
About the 10th of August, whatever that weekend is.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
10K is a really good distance. It's like, there's not that much distance on it, but it's a proper longish tempo run, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the nice thing is, it's a bit like a mini version of the marathon training. If you regularly run more than 10K, you think, oh, I've got this.
Yeah.
But equally, you run hard for 10K, it's going to take everything.
It's hard work,
yeah. It's going to take everything you've got.
Yeah.
And I haven't done many, so it'd be nice to get a PB.
Do you have a PB?
My PB was over hills.
Right.
A long time ago.
And where? What race was that?
That was the Harrogate Town 10K.
Right.
But it was hilly. It was sort of designed to be hilly, but city streets, you know.
I'll tell you a really good 10K, which I don't know whether will even fit in with York, is October the 1st. When is York?
When's York? It's the week after that.
Right, okay, so it probably doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
That's that. She was behind us on the fence on the cobbles.
Yeah.
And she was walking when we overtook her, so yeah. We can make no claims, but she's basically been trying to overtake us back ever since.
Right.
And she laughed.
Just she so laughed as she did.
We're not irritating her that much. Yeah. So that's good. Always have to remind myself that we're recording whenever anyone overtakes.
Yeah.
Do you have this bike?
Woo!
Hey, thanks.
Bit of danger.
So, yeah, so my 10K PB is 41.59.
Right.
Which I can confident. That's me saying goodbye to her. That made me lose my words there. Yeah. Bye now. Okay. Great running.
You're confident you can chisel that down?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I went out there in a kind of slightly half-baked way.
Right.
And said to myself, yeah, I'd like to get a sub 42.
Yeah.
Just went after a gig and ran over these hills. And then saw the clock and went, oh, sprint 41.59. You know?
Yeah.
Although the hills are great, really fast finish.
Right.
Downhill to the finish. All you had to do was let it go. You know?
And where was that?
Harrogate.
Right.
And, but yeah, I don't know. Sub 40 obviously is a big ask.
Sub 41 would be a good thing to aim for.
Yeah.
Again, not easy.
No.
God. If you think how hard it is to run a part run in 2030.
Yeah.
Two of those bones buckets.
Absolutely.
It's tricky, isn't it? It is that trying to run the second half a bit faster than the first. If you can get that momentum, then you'll be all right. That's really exciting, actually, to have that in there. And when you're going away in loads of little holidays.
Yeah, 3-4 days here and there.
Right.
All good places.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. And a couple of festivals. So, you know, the whole season's taking shape.
They're funny, aren't they? People just sat by the canal.
Here's the police divers.
Still there.
There's a different diver in now. He's loving it. Maybe just training. Can you see anything down in the water? Have a look in the water. Look in the water. You see anything? Can Paul spot it?
It's down there on your left.
Sound a candlestick.
You can't help sort of feeling that they're just messing around in water. Though.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't look.
Seems like a particularly lovely day.
Yeah.
To immerse yourself in the canal up to the chest.
Tell you what, mate, we're on manoeuvres. Pack a little packed lunchbox. Nip down, get in the canal.
I'm going to bring my guitar to this building tomorrow. Get it serviced.
All right,
it's not the most exciting story I'll ever tell, but we're going past it, so I thought I would.
It's relevant.
Oh, dusty, watch out. Dust.
Back in the city now.
Yeah.
Last couple of miles home.
Slight uphill. That'll do us good.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like you could carry on that? I bet you wish your car wasn't at my house. You just run past it and all the way to yours.
Well, my legs are feeling a bit. I haven't had any breakfast. And I did drink a lot
we're
yesterday.
We're in a Sweeney. We haven't had dinner.
Oh, yeah, we don't eat breakfast. Just go for a run, innit?
Yeah. In fact, I didn't. Not only did I not have breakfast, but I had my green tea tablet.
Which is to speed up the
metabolism.
Right.
and burn
all the fat off.
One third more body.
Yeah.
So after I've got back and done my exercises, which will be really tough because I haven't done it for a couple of weeks, I'll try and do them all.
Right.
300 press-ups.
Woo.
100 straight crunches, 100 side-to-side crunches.
Wow.
Assorted stretches.
Yeah.
2 30-second reps of 5K weights out at like a T.
And wow.
A three-minute plank. That's my little workout.
And that's a lot.
And then after that, I'm going to weigh myself.
Yeah.
And that'll be about... probably I would say about 4 pounds to half a stone over where I want to be. And that's okay. That's where I expect to be. Knock that off.
Can a couple quickly, of pounds a week. Quickly go without the booze. Really does.
That's right. Doesn't sound any fun. Yeah. 3 hours into the 16-week training plan.
Yeah. It's easily said, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very easy to be virtuous in the future, isn't it?
That's right. On a given day. You know?
Self-denial, yeah.
So easy in the morning saying, I won't drink today.
Yeah.
And then the early evening comes around.
Oh, just I'll drink.
The sun's shining.
Well, it is nice, isn't it? The weather's nice.
Of course.
Well, that's what days are made for, boozing, aren't they?
Particularly if you've got my kind of mindset. I'm kind of obsessive enough as it is.
Yeah.
You know, I always serve my son's crumpet on the same plate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you spend 5 days, if you have a vodka martini when you phone your mum five times.
Yes.
The sixth time,
it's
you
very
hard not
to need
it.
On the sixth, yeah.
And let's face it, that one was based entirely in reality.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go to a pub quiz tonight. I'm going to have to blow that out. Because
it's easy not to drink at pub quiz, isn't it?
Who wants to go to a pub quiz
and not
drink,
drink
all night?
So you'll probably go.
I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
I think I can do 16 weeks. You get to 16 weeks. If I can do this, come back from New York, 10 marathons run.
Yes.
£100,000 raised.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
I'll be a couple of weeks away from my birthday. I think in terms of physical health, I'll be able to take the rest of the year off.
Beep, beep. That's great.
You come for me in early days of December, and I'll be kind of by the bins.
10 marathons.
So, Rob, where are we going today?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm not going anywhere.
So 10 marathons would be an achievement, wouldn't it?
That's why I want to do it, yeah. That's right. Kind of want to get it done, which is a bit bad.
No.
But there's kind of no time like the present, you know? I don't know if this opportunity is going to come again. And you've got to do this exercise while you're young.
Yeah.
Or young. While you're as young as you can possibly be. I'd like to do more walking as well, though. I wish we lived closer to mountains.
We'll always end up walking, won't you? That's where it's leading to, isn't it?
I meant it in a more positive way. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
My mum and dad's 51st wedding anniversary yesterday.
Wow. Wow. Did she go and see him?
Yeah, she did, and it sounded like he understood that that's what was going on, because, you know, his dementia's pretty complete these days. I think she was a little bit sad because he said, oh, sorry, because he kind of got a flash of not having planned anything or got anything. And of course, she didn't mind. And then he got with it and had a slice of cake and a drink, you know. I think it's a really good sign. From where he's been the last couple of years, for him to cotton on to that extent is really nice. And good for them, you know. Come highs, come lows, come hell or high water.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
51 years.
Yeah.
That's a marathon.
It is, yeah. It is.
And technically it isn't, it's very different.
No. That's the vows, isn't it? Sickness is in, and in health.
Yeah. My
right there.
Good friend of mine, his dad, who had Parkinson's, died over the weekend. Obviously, yeah. Felt that pretty keenly, pretty selfishly, really. I didn't just imagine it happening to me. It's just at that generational time when
some parents are starting to go, aren't they?
That's right. One way or another, there's drama up there.
Yeah.
Can make you feel a bit mortal. Oh, coming around, watch out. I feel a bit mortal, he says,
bang.
Striding into the road, not learning from his own words about striding
traffic.
Into the road. So, you're going to go home today and do boring stuff, is that what you're telling me?
Loads of boring stuff.
Yeah.
Boring money stuff, Hong Kong visa stuff.
Yeah.
Get my lad out of bed stuff to get a job stuff.
Yeah. You've got to stop cooking him a full-cooked breakfast every morning. That's the first step.
He's enjoying his freedom as he observes his future from a distance. They're just waiting for results, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very tense time of life, isn't it?
But I think it's very, that kind of, if you create parentheses like that, you know, between the exams and results, you don't get many of those in life.
No, you don't, no.
So
it's like a little...
It's to be enjoyed.
I think that's what I say to him, yeah. I mean, I don't know why I bother saying to him. He's not doing anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like saying, no, you don't feel the need to... Don't. Oh, you're not?
Don't
okay.
Yeah. You don't need
just
to...
Just chill. Oh, you are chilling, yeah. Right? He's got a festival next week.
Which one?
Secret Garden Party Festival.
First top secret, now Secret Garden Party.
That's a massive one, that one. Though.
I think these people don't know what secret means.
Yeah.
You keep your...
The first rule of Secret Garden Party
is we tell everyone.
But that's meant to be a really good one.
Yeah.
And then they had, obviously, Latitude Wireless the other week.
Yeah.
There's one called Boomtown. Just festivals every weekend. Not cheap.
No, God.
But no, honestly, don't bother about a job. It's fine, just chill. Oh, you are, right?
Yeah. Are you doing any festivals?
No. Yes. I'm doing one this weekend called the Secret Arts. Not the Secret. The Curious Arts Festival.
I'm doing some secret spying. Yeah.
No, the Curious Arts Festival. I'm doing two nights there this Friday, Saturday. Which should be good fun.
It sounds quite high.
Festivals in... comedy and festivals can be pretty tricksy.
That's right.
You never know what you're going to get, do you?
I think there's two models. There's the old model of sticking it on a kind of 24-hour rolling comedy to be ignored.
Right.
Like people are off their faces.
Yeah.
And then
that's your classic festival cycle. Yeah.
Curating it.
Yeah.
And making sure that every act is on when the programme says they will be. And
yeah.
It doesn't clash. You know, you can kind of spend an hour and a half watching the bands and then spend an hour and a half watching the comedians, including some you recognise from the television.
Yes, yeah.
And the latter plays a lot better, obviously.
It's just you can't hit the wrong time, can't you? It's an afternoon.
Yeah.
Everyone's knackered, lying down, lolling about in various stages of drug withdrawal.
Comedians are very kind of ridiculously offhand about the old family thing.
Yeah.
If the promoter said it's okay for them to swear, they'll ignore the fact that they can see
kids.
40 kids
and
just go, so anyway,
I
took this egg
and I
jammed it.
No,
now
don't
listen,
stop.
Listen.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with this, I've been told.
I said it was okay.
Yeah.
The fact that I've made these comedians Australian
yeah.
is
entirely
not without precedent.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's happened?
That's good. I thought I was having a stroke because I could smell toast. And I realised, I think it's that.
Toast?
Yeah.
Have you seen the toaster? Seriously, has everyone seen it?
So, yeah, I'm doing the Green Man.
Right.
Oh, it's good running at the Green Man, but I don't think I'll have time. It's next to a mountain and next to a canal.
Really nice.
On the edge of the Brecon Beacons.
Sounds great.
Really good. And V Festivals that weekend.
Is that quite a tough one, the V?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. I haven't done it.
Right.
But it's certainly a long-established comedy festival.
Right.
And it's in the afternoon. I think it'd be eminently playable. I was coming up here, whatever. And I've got Kendall Calling as well.
Oh, that should be nice. Kendall Calling just sounds nice.
Yeah, the only problem with Kendall Calling is, you know what?
Kendall.
It's really far away.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And Kendall's pretty bad as well. I was there the other day, and granted, I was wet and it was raining, but whew,
yeah,
it was not a happy time.
So that 10 miles or so flew by, didn't it?
That was really great.
It was a nice little run.
Good decision.
Yeah.
Of yours.
We decided to go just slightly longer.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the weather. It's so sunny and
absolutely.
We love running in the sun.
That was a joy.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that run for a long time. I'm trying to get a picture of us actually running up my road to show that joy. Here we go. Camera up. Selfie on. Here he is.
Vasa. Run off the hangover, run through.
Yeah, good. See, it's nice running on a hangover. That's
gives
what you feel it. Yeah, we've been running for an hour and a half. We were running average 9 minutes, 10 seconds miles.
Right.
And just over 10, actually closer. Yeah, 10.08, so 10.
We'll take that.
And
we'll take you, mate. That was the result.
10. Yeah, thanks for that. Keep in touch. And Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Carrier Pigeon, or just graffiti.
Let's do that thing that the people from the thing asked us to do about asking people to go and give us a review if they like it.
Yeah, you should tell.
Does it help? Because we never do
this.
Podcast
together.
We never do this.
Well, no, people on Twitter do. They do include us on your conversations. We'll always join in.
Right.
Connect the different podcasts together. Give us a good kind of peer review. And if you run your own podcast and you listen to our podcast while you're recording your podcast, and try and include us in your. Have I got this right? If we can just.
Just give us a little boost.
400 metres times 12.
Give us a little boost. If you can give us a review on iTunes or Acre, then that just helps things, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it helps
tell the
everything.
World how great we are. And keep in touch.
And get in touch. Huh?
Yeah, and if you don't
is us engaging. This is
keep
us trying to increase. yeah. And if you're not a fan, why are you listening? Come on, grab it. Have a look at yourself.
Happy running.
Happy running. Take care.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Get. 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 Get.